Chapter 37 At the Silver Mine. Remember Lot's wife. Luke 17, verse 32. Ease. After a while, the way led into a beautiful plain. This plain's name was Ease. Here, Christian and Hopeful could walk with joy and ease, and so they did. The plain was but very small. They quickly crossed over it and came to the other side. There was a little hill which was named Lucre, to gain money. In the hill was a silver mine. Treasures could be found in the earth there. And now this way went past a silver mine. In times past, many travelers were allured to this silver mine. If they would leave the way and came too close to the pit, they felt the ground crumbling away. That place looked so nice, but it was extremely dangerous. Some lost their lives there. Others were hurt. After they were injured, they could hardly function anymore and needed help for the rest of their lives. Explanation. Life is sometimes easy for a child of God too. Then it is as if they are traveling over a plain. When is that? It is a time that they may believe that the Lord is with them. Then sin is gone, and the devil leaves them alone. But that is often only for a short time. Especially if it is easy, we must be on our watch, for then the devil is lurking again. He wants us to seek treasures upon earth again, but that is such a dangerous business. Therefore, let us seek the things which are above, where Christ is. Demas's question. Now in my dream I saw a man standing right in front of the silver mine. His name was Demas. He stood a little bit off the side of the road and pretended to be a nobleman. After all, he was not wearing traveling clothes, and he looked like a gentleman. He called to all people who were passing by. When he saw Christian and Hopeful coming, he called, "Hey, hey, come this way, then I will show you something." Christian looked up and asked, "What kinds of things are they? Are they worth so much that we must leave the way?" "There is a silver mine here," Demas answered. "People are digging for treasures. Are you coming too? You can become very rich here with little effort." "Friend Christian," Hopeful said, "let us go have a look there." "Not me," Christian answered. "I heard much about this place before, and I know many people lost their lives here. Don't you know how dangerous it is if you want to become rich? It keeps us from traveling further. That can never be good." Immediately, Christian called to Demas, "Is this place not dangerous? Are travelers not kept back here?" "Kept back?" Demas asked. "Oh no, that does not happen here. Well, you have some people who are afraid of nothing. They sometimes stay too long, that is true." Immediately, Demas blushed with shame. "Brother," Christian said to Hopeful, "let us not go out of the way one step. Just keep walking on our path." Hopeful said, "If Byens comes here, I am sure he is going to have a look." "Oh, no doubt," Christian agreed. "He thinks the same as Demas, and you will see it is going to cost him his life." Immediately, Demas called out, "Sirs, I ask again, are not you willing to come here?" "Shall I honestly tell you who you are?" Christian called out. "You are Demas. You are an enemy of the right ways of the Lord. But you knew that already, for one of God's judges once told you that earlier, before you walked with one of God's servants, but you left him because of your love for the world. Why are you trying to bring us into the same condemnation? If we leave the way now, it will not end well with us. The world will laugh at us, and our king will not help us. So we must stay on the way. Then we do not need to be afraid, for then the Lord is with us. But Demas did not give up. I belong to you too. I am your brother. Just stay here for a very short time, and then I will travel with you. Christian asked, What is your name actually? Is it not Demas, as I said before? True, my name is Demas, and I am the son of Abraham. You see, then I know you. Your great-grandfather was Gehazi, and your father's name is Judas, and you just continue in their footsteps. Your life is like their lives. You have the same evil trait as Judas. You deserve the same as he received. When we will come to our king, then we cannot tell him anything good about you. And thus the men parted from each other. In the meantime, they saw Byens and his friends coming again. Demas nodded in a friendly manner to the men, and they immediately came to the silver mine. I could not see what happened after they left the way. Did they maybe look over the edge of the pit and fall into it? Were they perhaps going down into the mine to dig for silver? What happened there? Did they fall down hard on the ground, or did they choke from the bad air that always ascends from the mine? I am not sure, but I do know that I will never see them again. Then Christian sang this song. Byens and silver Demas both agree. One calls, the other runs, that he may be a shearer in his lucre, so these do take up this world and no further go. Explanation. Demas was a servant of Paul. He helped to bring God's word to the people. But suddenly he quit. He began to love the world. Unfortunately, it happens more often that people love the world rather than God. It is terrible that they often take other people along in this. The world looks so nice. Our heart can be full of it. But it is extremely dangerous to give our heart to this world. That would be a wrong choice. Oh, if we must die, we cannot hold on to the world, and the world will let go of us also. Where then are the true riches? It is with God the Father. He gave the most valuable that he had. That was his dear son. But how can we get those riches? That is possible by his Holy Spirit. He can give that in our hearts. He does that by showing us how poor we are because of sin. Thus he makes room for the true riches. A strange memorial stone. When the two travelers came to the other end of the plain, they saw an old memorial stone by the wayside. They stood there, being surprised. That looks different. It is a pillar, but it looks like it was a woman. What would this mean? Suddenly, Hopeful saw a few words above by the head. The words were written with special letters. Christian, he said, do you know what it says there? You are more learned than I am. I cannot read this. Christian stared at the words for a moment and read, Remember Lot's wife. This pillar is a pillar of salt, and it used to be a woman. Sure enough, this was Lot's wife. When the city of Sodom was destroyed, she looked back after the Lord told her not to do so, and then she was changed into a pillar of salt. The men were silent for a moment. Then Christian said, "Ah, my brother, it is quite something that we must see this statue now. What if we would have listened to Demas, which you wanted for a moment? Then we would have become just like Lot's wife. And if others would go on this way after us, what would they have found of us?" Hopeful had tears in his eyes. "What a miracle that I did not become as this woman. What difference is there between her sin and my sin? She only looked back, and I really wanted to go to the silver mine. How good the Lord is that I am still here. That is grace. I feel ashamed that this thought arose in my heart." "Let us never forget this statue," Christian said. "This woman was on the right way. She left the city. She was not punished like the other people in the city. And still, she never arrived safely in the place where they had to go. She died from another punishment and was changed into a pillar of salt." "It is a warning for me and for you," Hopeful said. "She was not the only one that went the wrong way. Also think of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and all those men who had to die with them. Those examples are in the Bible for a reason. But do you know who I have to think of now?" "No, tell me." "I think of Demas and his friends. They zealously went after all these treasures. This was pretty much all they did. But this woman looked back only once. She never went out of the way one step, and she was changed into a pillar of salt. And now she became an astonishment for others." "Demas and his friends must see this too. It cannot be otherwise. If they would only look up, they would immediately see this memorial stone." "It makes you wonder indeed that people continue like this," Christian said. "They are completely given over to their sins. It cannot be otherwise. A thief who just heard what his punishment is going to be does not steal again, does he? Especially when he knows he will receive the death sentence. But these men just continue." Silently, the men looked in front of them. Then Christian stated, "We read in the Bible that the men of Sodom were great sinners. Sodom was a beautiful piece of land, almost a paradise. Those people lived there splendidly. Even though the Lord was so good for them, they just continued to sin. Therefore, God became jealous of his honor and sent fire from heaven. People who sin against God's goodness like that will be punished with the most severe punishments. You can be almost sure of that, especially if they also have been shown the example of Lot's wife." Hopeful nodded. "I do not doubt this is true, but do you know what is such a miracle? That you, and especially me, were not made such examples. That is pure grace. Now we have so many reasons to thank the Lord. He is worthy that we continually love and fear him. It is a good thing that we think of Lot's wife time and again." Explanation. Sodom was a very sinful city. God had to punish that city. Lot, together with his wife and daughters, had to flee. The Lord told them to not look back, but Lot's wife loved Sodom so much. She looked back and then became a pillar of salt. Let this example be a deterrent to us. Love not the world.